Hey, Channel 9, sitting next to me today is a man you should all be very familiar with. It's Charlie Kindle. He's sort of our developer experience expert here for Windows Phone 7. Thank you for stopping by.
Glad to be here.
We have to. You've got some exciting news to talk about Windows Phone 7. But first, let's talk about where you've been these past couple weeks. Because straight after Mix, I think you just took off and went on a whirlwind tour.
I just got back from 3 weeks in Europe.
Wow.
I went all over from the Netherlands, Belgium, the UK, France, and Portugal. I got some fun in. My family came over for a little bit. But I presented to probably 5,000 developers in those areas at Tech Days and Dev Days.
Nice.
Showing off the Windows Phone developer experience, doing press interviews, talking to developers one-on-one.
Great.
It was really cool.
What's the reaction sort of been out there, like when you are face to face with the devs?
It's pretty positive. I had a lot of fun. In almost every venue I was in, I had developers come up to me and say, "Charlie, I was using the dev tools. We've been building an app. I want to show it to you."
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get their laptops and they'd fire up the emulator and they'd show me
what
their
kind of apps. What kind of apps we got?
I really can't say, but everything from games to social networking apps to really cool utilities, some just kind of dorky fun things.
Yeah. But I want to see people being creative out there.
And some stuff I think that are going to really blow people. Some stuff I don't think you see anywhere else. People
Great.
Are really using it as an opportunity to do some innovative stuff. So that was really exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. So obviously the tools are out there. People have what they need to develop for the Windows Phone 7. But now you've done, which just announced and released today, I think you called it a refresh.
A refresh.
It's nice to refresh. Talk to me about that.
When we launched the CTP of the tools at Mix, Visual Studio 2010 had not RTM'd, had not released yet. So we needed to do a refresh of our version, our tools that add into that so that they'd work with the final RTM version. And that's really what this refresh we announced today is. So go to developer.windowsphone.com and the download you can download there is the refresh of those tools.
Cool. So it wasn't compatible with Visual Studio 2010 before, but now it is.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we tested
it
completely to make sure everything worked fine.
Nice. And how many, if I can ask, we'll find out. How many refreshes are expected before the final bits are out there?
We're going to have several more releases over the next several months leading up to the final version that will give developers time to make sure they can build their final version of their apps for when the phones go on sale in the fall time frame.
But they can go to the website that you just talked about and we link to and actually start building now.
Yeah, games and applications.
Games and applications.
It includes a special version of Visual Studio 2010. It includes Expression Blend, the full emulator, which is a new image within the emulator. So it's an updated version of the OS that's there for people to target. And it's all one download. And we're going to make all these tools free. They're free now, and they're going to continue to be free. If you already have Visual Studio, it's a bolt-on. It adds on and extends Visual Studio and Expression Blend so you can do Windows Phone development.
Cool.
Make sure, I just want a couple points. I have a blog post that I posted on just some details about it. If you have the previous tools installed, you'll need to uninstall them first.
Okay.
And make sure then you install the release version of Visual Studio 2010 if you want to use a full version along with it. You don't have to if you don't want to, though.
Okay. So. Cool. And we'll link to your blog post. So there you go. That should be all the information.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now you guys get out there, use the tools, start building apps, and we'll have Charlie back on next time there's more news or another refresh.
Great.
Thank you.
You bet.